Okay, enough of cause and effect. Let's move on to complex equivalence. The tip-off for complex equivalence is any iteration of the verb to be, and that includes the verb is, that as in, you know, he is looking at me funny. That means, and of course the word means is also another complex equivalence tip-off, that means he doesn't like me. It's similar to cause and effect, but it's different. So let's look at the difference between cause and effect and complex equivalence. Cause and effect, which we covered a moment ago, is one after the other. It's sequential. A cause in time then causes a certain effect, which happens later in time. Complex equivalence, both things happen at the same time. It's almost as if they were two things separated by an equals sign. And in terms of time, they're both happening at exactly the same time. Now, here's our example with the mountain. John's inquisitive nature means that, of course, he would know that there's a mountain behind the house.